This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we're getting a little bit more detail on what is going to be happening with the Obamacare premium changes, etc. It's funny, New York Times has an article entitled Obamacare Premiums Are Set to Rise, Thank Policy Uncertainty. Wait a second. Okay, the premiums were rising anyway. Okay, you can blame the GOP as much as you like. All right, Obamacare was, you know, ridiculous and failing before this happened. But you see what this is exactly what I told you. You know, letting Obamacare fail, the GOP letting Obamacare fail to go, see, Obamacare came up with something that failed. We're moving on with something new. May not work in their best interest because they're going to be blamed no matter what. So the Kaiser Family Foundation gives us a lot of information when it comes to, you know, premiums and when it comes to credits and insurances that, you know, as we've heard, Anthem Blue Cross is pulling out of, I believe, most of the marketplaces, if not all. And so that's going to, we don't have the data on what's going to happen, you know, with premiums and effects yet. But each year, I guess, insurers submit filings to state regulators detailing their plans if they're going to participate in the Affordable Care Act. And I believe the deadline is coming up soon where they have to, I mean, you know, November 1 is enrollment. So I guess if any insurer is going to be a part of it, they have to let us know, like, now. So they say in this analysis, the Kaiser Family Foundation looks at preliminary premiums and insurer participation in the 20 states and the District of Columbia, where publicly available rate filings include enough detail to be able to show the premium for a specific enrollee. They say, as in previous years, they focus on the second lowest cost silver plan in the major city of each state. This plan serves as a benchmark for premium tax credits. Enrollees must enroll in a silver plan to obtain reduced cost sharing tied to their incomes. And about 71% of marketplace enrollees are in silver plans this year, but only 71%. States are still reviewing premiums of participation, so like I said, this data is going to be preliminary. So, they say the second lowest silver plan is one of the most popular plan choices on the marketplace and is also the benchmark that they use. They say across 21 major cities, the second lowest silver premium for a 40-year-old non-smoker will range, now this is the premium, $244 in Detroit, Michigan to $631 in Wilmington, Delaware. That's before accounting for the tax credit. Now, some of you will say $244 for a 40-year-old non-smoker a month is damn good. It is. I think that is, I mean, that rate is almost what we saw around the Bush years. I mean, that is maybe even pre-Bush. $244 a month is good. But again, that's after premiums. That's a subsidized rate. So it's costing a lot of money to buy that premium down, which is what brings up the question, why the hell are we giving the insurance companies, you know, the extra, you know, these rates shot up so quickly and the government is paying down the price. You know, when are we going to tell the insurance companies this is ridiculous? No, we're not going to be giving you the $1,000 a month. They say of the major cities, the steepest proposed increases in the unsubsidized second lowest silver plan is going to be in Wilmington, Delaware, Albuquerque. Albuquerque is going up from $258 to $346. Richmond, Virginia, up from $296 to $394. Unsubsidized premiums for the second lowest will decrease in Providence, Rhode Island, and Burlington. So let me see if I have some, you know, this is monthly silver premiums and financial assistance. So basically, we are looking at, in Los Angeles, California, rates are going up from 258 to 289, in Colorado, 313 to 352, and again, these are subsidized. New York City, 456 to 504, Tennessee, 419 to 507, Oregon, 312 to 350. I don't see where my state is on that. And, you know, that may not, you know, really kind of help you guys put into perspective how much of a rise, but we're hearing that a lot of insurance companies are going up about 23 to 25%. So, you know, I guess when you look at that, for example, the, one went down. Seattle, Washington, they went down from 281 to 254. So that's interesting. Guys, if these are your premiums, if your premiums are really in the 200s, which is still a lot per person, okay? You know, if that's for a 40-year-old, so for example, let's round up $300 in Philly. So if a 40-year-old is $300, his wife is $300, his kids are maybe $250 each, you're still well over $1,100. So I'm sorry, if these are the unsubsidized, that's how we're getting to, you know, thousands of dollars each month. Guys, look, here's the thing. If you guys like it, if you guys love Obamacare, I'll shut up. But what I'm hearing is, no, we have major issues. We have, we're going to be getting data pretty soon, and I apologize that I'm having issues with my computer, but I wanted to give you which insurance companies are in which states and which have pulled out. I don't have that yet. I apologize. We do have some data, such as in 2018, California will still maintain 11 insurers. In D.C., there's only going to be two. Delaware will only have one. In Indiana, there's only going to be two insurers as a choice. New York's going to still have 14. So New York was up at 16 when this first started, and now it's down to 14. So they're still holding enough. Rhode Island will only have two options. Vermont will only have two. So the average options per the states looked at in terms of the total number of insurers is about 4.6 companies. Now, that doesn't mean plans. You could have 50 different plans offered by one company. But Delaware is the one where they're only going to have one company's choice, and they got to like it or lump it. Idaho will only have four because Cambie is leaving. Georgia will only have four because Humana's exiting. Rhode Island too. So, you know, it's still alive. So for people thinking Obamacare is going to fail in the next year or two, it's still going to sputter. 1-877-DOCTOR. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a new DNA blood test can catch a rare but deadly form of cancer that occurs in the sinuses. The test looks for DNA evidence of Epstein-Barr virus in blood samples, and they found it was 97% accurate at detecting the presence of nasopharyngeal cancer. I believe that the test, they say, is technologically ready to screen for nasopharyngeal cancer in high-risk areas such as Hong Kong, according to senior researcher. He's an associate dean of research at Lee Kong Ching Institute of Health Sciences with the Chinese University of Hong Kong. The nasopharynx is the upper part of the throat, we've talked about this, that lies behind the nose. just above kind of that soft part of the roof of the mouth and right behind the nasal passages. Remember I told you we break up the nasopharynx? And how we do that is you got the pharyngeal pharynx, the back of the throat, you got the part, the nasopharynx, which is above, behind the nose, and then you have the hypopharynx, which is down low. And so, when people say throat cancer, they have throat cancer. We've been talking about, like Hazel Kilmer, who had tongue cancer. Well, tongue cancer, if it's at the base of the tongue, may be considered throat cancer. So we've kind of broken that down, but the nasopharynx, you getting cancer in the nasopharynx, just like any part of the pharynx, it is deadly. One, it's hard to find, and two, it's such a vascular area that the cancer gets all the blood supply that it needs. So, they say it is rare, all right? Nasopharyngeal cancer is rare. I think I've only seen one case, and it wasn't one of my patients. It was in training, so I've never had anybody in my practice have that, thank God. Really, really scary stuff. And they say that, there's one case every 100,000 people. But in America, it's less common than other parts of the country. In southern China, parts of Asia, North Africa, seems to be a lot more common. So they could come up with a blood test, and they say that the cancer is closely related to the Epstein-Barr virus. Now, Epstein-Barr virus is a virus that causes mono. It also causes chronic fatigue. And they say that the Epstein-Barr virus genome can be found in more than 99% of tumor cells in nasopharyngeal cancer. It is believed that the virus is one of the causative factors for this cancer. Now, many people have been freaked out because they heard that if they are exposed to Epstein-Barr or mono, that they could be then exposed to lymphoma. If we are seeing such high cases of nasopharyngeal cancer as related to this, then I would suggest that, somebody make a vaccine. Yeah, okay, and I believe they are working on that. So anyway, so the test, they screened more than 20,000 people, detected Epstein-Barr viral fragments in more than 1,000 people, or 5.5%. Of those, 309 had persistent positive results, and the DNA test accurately detected the cancer in 97% of the time. So the study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Don't want people to freak out. What would be signs of nasopharyngeal cancer? Feeling like you have post-nasal drip, bleeding, chronic sinus issues. And, people are like, oh, my God, I have chronic sinus issues. My nose bleeds. What I tell you and what I tell medical students, because medical students are always worried, oh, my gosh, am I going to miss it? If you ever have a chronic condition, okay, let's just break it down. Let's say, you have some sinus issues, and you're worried that you can have some very rare sinus cancer. And I got to say, sinus cancer is so damn rare, okay? But if somebody, let's say, has chronic sinus issues, they're going to get a CAT scan of their sinuses. The CAT scan is going to not only look for walls of infection or abscesses, but it'll pick up tumors. Let's say you have a throat infection that doesn't go away. You're like, oh, man, I could be having base of the tongue tumor. Well, with that, again, if you have chronic throat infections, we're going to do an NPL, a nasopharyngeal laryngoscopy. We'll do that if you have chronic sinus issues also. And then we'll do a CAT scan of the neck. Let's say you have a lung issue. And you're coughing, and the coughing's not going away. Like, oh, my gosh. Well, we would do a chest x-ray. And if you're a smoker, we would be doing a CAT scan. Or if the chest x-ray doesn't give us what we need to, we'll do a CAT scan. So, many people freak out that if they don't know what the disease is, it's not going to be found. And mind you, I love it when you guys help the doctor or the medical provider out, say, look, could it be this? Most medical providers can't stand that people go to Dr. Google or Dr. MD and then come in and bring those symptoms up. But, I like it because I think there's providers out there that forget. I think there's providers out there that won't think of something. And then you go, I have a family history of aneurysms. These vessels that blow. Do you think my headaches or dizziness could be from that? And then that prompts the doctor to do the test. We have that discussion, how to get your medical provider to order a test when you have the type of insurance, that isn't very pro, you know, test. So, you know, let's say you have a, let's say you're worried about having a brain tumor. You know, you heard about what happened with John McCain, right? You heard about the metastatic melanoma that Jimmy Carter had, and you had a prior cancer. You're worried if it ever spread to the brain, right? But you're not having symptoms. Well, if you're not having symptoms and you're doing well, the insurance company's not going to pay for it even if the doctor orders it. But let's say you've been having some headaches, right? You've never really had any issues, but you are worried about a brain tumor. And you have every right to worry because there's a family member that has it. And the doctor's like, nah, just take some Tylenol and check back with me. Then what you want to do is you want to say, look, doc, all right, can we have a plan? This is what I'm worried about. Always be honest with your medical provider. Well, look, I'm worried that I could be having something that's similar to what my family member had. No, you're fine. Don't worry about it. Okay, well, I won't worry about it, but when do I worry? You know, teach me, when should I be considering getting a CAT scan? When do these headaches start to tell? When do I have to worry that these headaches could be something bad? And that is a very fair question. That doesn't mean you need to get CAT scan day one. But what that does is it allows you to be taught and there to be a conversation on what the timeline is going to be. So somebody having a headache. No, you don't have to do full court press. You don't have to start ordering exams, go through the radiation or anything like that. But if you've been having headaches for a while, you know, and, you know, say, okay, so when do we usually, when do medical professionals start considering CAT scans? Is it 3 months in? Is it 6 months in? How long a time frame? So then the medical provider will be giving you some answer. Well, if the headaches, you know, get worse or the headaches seem to come more frequently or you've had the headaches now for 3 to 6 months, we would then consider a CAT scan. And then you can say, well, I've been now dealing with these headaches for 9 months. They aren't going away. Now, you don't want to look like that you are a hypochondriac and you started to build it up in your brain. You don't want to do that. But, you know, that allows that conversation because, remember, you aren't seeing the same medical provider throughout your whole medical life anymore. You're seeing somebody new practically every single visit, which means you almost have to reteach that medical provider everything about you. So if you come in going, yeah, you know, I've been having headaches, they're like, okay, well, this is the first time you've had headaches. No, it's not the first time. You're meeting me the first time. You're meeting me the first time. That doesn't mean this is the first time I've had it. Well, how long have you had these headaches? I've had them for 4 or 5 months. Okay, what have you done for the headaches? Well, I've taken some Tylenol or I've, you know, maybe stayed away from the computer. Good. All right, well, are they getting better? No, there's no change. Well, let's look at other things for your headaches. Let's do some blood work. Let's see if there's other reasons for that. Why want a CAT scan? Well, you've been having headaches for 4 or 5 months. I'd like to see if there's other causes before I start ordering, you know, a test with high radiation. All right, well, if these tests come back normal and the headaches don't go away, you know, how do I know I don't have a tumor? Well, we would know that by ordering a scan. So, you know, at what point would you guys be worried about it, you know, considering a scan? Well, probably at the 6 month mark. And then what I would do if I was the patient, and I'm an annoying patient, I would say, look, okay, I'm going to try what you're recommending now for the next month or two. It could take a while to get an approval by the insurance. Would you mind already starting to get the approval started? Because if, God forbid, I do have a brain tumor, you know, and we lose a whole nother month, that could be life or death for me. Can we at least start getting everything ready? And many times the doctor will say, you know what, let's just do the CAT scan. You know, because you worded it that way. You know, gosh, if I've had cancer this whole time, okay? And, you know, I've taught you guys, you know, ways to approach a subject. But on the other end, don't be asking for every test in the book, because that's kind of why we're in the problem we're in now with people having false positives and getting these tests that they don't need. 1-877-DR.
This is Dan Villa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL, and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Deli Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DELI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Natalie asks, it's kind of a long-winded note we received on Facebook yesterday about how to screen for a babysitter. We had been talking about babysitters, and I forget the story that broke yesterday. We're talking about the one where the babysitter stuck a baby in her fridge. Oh, we were talking about the daycare center, leaving a kid in the car. We were talking about how, people will leave their kids with somebody that they wouldn't trust leaving jewelry with. Is that crazy? They think, nah, because stealing a kid, takes so much more planning, and nah, I don't ever have to worry about that. No, actually, if you can't leave, your watch or your wallet with somebody, you sure as hell shouldn't be leaving your kid. So Natalie's asking, she has a new baby, looking at babysitters, how to trust them. So my advice to you is don't trust anybody. Don't trust anybody. Even if you, quote, unquote, trust someone or find a babysitter or find a nanny, never, ever, 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 ever completely trust them. And that also goes for your wife and husband. Okay? The only thing you could trust is that they may make a mistake and do something that could mess up the kid. And I hate to say that, but, you know, I'll ask my husband, look, did you buckle in the kids? Okay? You know, did you bring their bottle? Did you clean that out? Did you, that was on the floor, did you wash it? And so you almost, and this is why parents fight and they get on each other's nerves, because there is that distrust when it comes to child care. They do. You know, my, and you know, we've all made mistakes. I told you I was walking with my kid and I was on the phone and I was talking to my sister and I, you know, I was just walking him around. He wanted to be held all the time. And I walked through a doorway and I was in the center of the doorway. So I, but I didn't realize that his big head was hanging over, you know, and so, you know, he hit the side of the doorway as I was walking through the door. Now he's okay and he's fine and he giggled after it happened, but you know, things happen and nobody wants to admit it. Like, oh my gosh, you know, people are going to think I'm a neglectful parent. We all make mistakes and we go, oh my gosh, thank God. You know, when my kid had to, receive his vaccines, he had never rolled. And I was holding him, and he was on the table, the doctor table. It was up near the wall, but there was a little opening, little crack crevice. And that was the day that my kid decided to roll for the first time. And he rolls, and he gets caught between the wall and the bed, and he was fine. He didn't get hurt. But it's like, oh, my gosh. And so all of us parents have stories where something happened with their kid, and thank God their kid was fine, but it was under their watch. Kids falling into the pool, kids, you know, touching a hot stove, and we all feel bad about that. We feel horrible, you know, and it's because we're parents and we can't watch them all the time. Unfortunately, sometimes these things happen where the baby really gets hurt. The baby dies, the baby drowns. Right? The baby's seatbelt wasn't on. You leave the baby in the car. And so that's why I urge this lack of trust, not only with babysitters, but with family members as well. Nobody is going to take care of that baby as well as you, and even you are going to make mistakes. So now it comes time where, well, you know, you got to go to work. You got to leave your kid with a daycare, or you got to have a nanny, or you have to have a, you know, a, babysitter come in, you know. Background checks, I think, are paramount. You have to do background checks, but it's not enough. Okay? We've seen many people become criminals their very first time, and the very first time they decide to become a criminal, it's a bad one. And I don't want to do this to make you guys feel, you know, paranoid, but I think there's such a relaxed attitude about who's watching and taking care of our children that, you know, you need to really be on top of it. And what's causing this relaxed attitude is you're being pounded by your employers to show up and go to work. And so you're saying, oh, man, okay, fine, look, I got to go to work. They're calling me. I got to go to work. Here, take my baby. Go. And no, okay, baby comes first before work. And, you know, maybe the economy is getting better so you could do something like this. A few months or a few years ago, you couldn't. But if your job is pounding on you saying, you got to be here, you tell them, oh, no, I don't have babysitting, you know, up yours. And leave the job if you have to. Okay? No job is worth you putting your child in jeopardy. So like these two, you know, idiot girls that were sticking the baby in the refrigerator, you know, there's no way to screen for that. You know, you could have like a no texting rule or a no Snapchat rule, et cetera, but there's no way to screen for that. You know, there's no way to screen for somebody having a boyfriend. You know, we had a nanny and she was awesome, but she decided to separate from her husband. And we found out that the husband was coming over to the house mad. You know, our baby's there. And so there's no way to test for that. There's no way to screen for that. Now, what I would suggest is you have cameras all over the place and you have a protocol set on, you know, texts every half hour or texts every hour. And, oh, no, they'll think I'm obsessive compulsive. You're mommy. You are, you know, by nature mandated to be obsessive compulsive about that baby, especially if you're not there to watch. You're mandated to be there for the baby. That's why we breastfeed. That's why we're given boobs, okay? Because they're supposed to be there for the baby. we decide to go off to work, we're not doing what we're supposed to. So if we're going off to work, then we need to have some other protocol in place. And I don't care if anybody wants to psychologically diagnose you. Who gives a damn? That is your baby. So videotaping, frequent text, frequent FaceTime. Okay? Don't just, trust the text. Go, let me see the baby. Can you FaceTime? I want baby to see mommy. And you can blame it on something else. Go, look, I feel guilty that I'm working. I want baby to hear my voice. I want baby to see me. And a babysitter or a nanny who's a real good one will understand that. And they'll welcome it. If you have anybody that's supervising your baby say, no, leave me alone. I work alone. There could be something a little fishy about that. Especially when it comes to childcare. Now, listen, and, marketing, yeah, you could have some people that go, look, teammates slow me down, let me do my job, I work better alone. That's fine. But when we're talking about your baby, no. Nobody comes over to the house. No deliveries. Don't be opening the door. You keep that door locked. And honestly, people, if you can't find somebody you trust, then don't work. I hate to tell you to go on government aid or whatever, but it's not worth it. The babies are so vulnerable. Once they go to school, you're like, okay, they could go to school. As long as they're not getting tuberculosis or whatever, I could trust that they're going to be fine in school. But it's that time where, you have to trust somebody else in your home or somebody else with your baby. And it's scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also very scary is police, I thought they arrested the jogger. Maybe, yeah, they arrested the jogger. Did you see this where there's a video that's trending on the internet right now where a jogger was just running and there was a pedestrian. And the pedestrian was in the area where you're supposed to walk. And the jogger was in the area where he's supposed to walk. And then you see the bus lane, and then you see the cars. And the jogger is running. The pedestrian is walking towards him. He just decides he runs towards her and just pushes her. But he pushes her in the line of the bus. So, the double-decker bus, thank God, swerved at the last second to avoid her head. She's only 33 years old. She has back pain and bruises. And 15 minutes later, the suspect passes victim again on the bridge going the other way and ignored her when she tried to talk to him. Okay, if some guy tried to push you into a bus, I would not talk to him again. Okay? Man. She probably wants to get some information on them or whatever, but oh my gosh. So thank God this hero bus driver did that split-second swerve and saved him. And the driver, has worked on buses for a decade. He was only traveling at about 12 miles per hour, but luckily he saw the incident, was able to pull towards, and he didn't hit another car. These lanes are really narrow in London. But he was able to stop and not let the bus hit her head. Holy crap. The man was 41 years old. He has been released. He's under investigation. But what made him decide to just push somebody? Crazy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, norovirus strikes again, but this time at a donut shop. Almost 200 people were sickened by a norovirus outbreak that was traced to a local restaurant. And Health Commissioner Eric Zagadinsky in Ohio said the number of people affected is 190, and now they're worried about secondary infections. Another source put the number at 214. And they say the outbreak is caused to Mama C's Donuts in Maumee, Ohio. The health department tested specimens from the restaurant, three of which came back for norovirus. Oh, Lord have mercy. Kelly Walkup, a Maumee resident and mother of four, said she was shocked to hear about the outbreak. She goes, I was surprised, kind of scared, because we had just gone to eat donuts there the day before. When the news came out that the virus had hit, no one got sick, so we were all pretty surprised. Now, they say all those affected by the virus had eaten from August 4th to August 7th, and the restaurant has voluntarily closed for cleaning. And the owners, Dar and Yan Chow, said they are working, you know, with the health department to determine the cause. So, you know, symptoms of norovirus, again, we've talked about this on cruise ships and in restaurants, include diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal pain, headaches, body aches, and mild fever. Fortunately, people become sick fairly quickly, not like these other bugs where you could be exposed weeks before and then not be able to figure out what the heck made you sick. All right? But still, norovirus can, you know, be deadly because you could become severely dehydrated. They say people who have the virus can spread it up to 2 weeks after their symptoms go away. And it's spread through infected individuals or through contaminated food prepared by a person who was currently or recently ill. The health department said norovirus is common this time of year, and those affected should refrain from handling or working with food for at least 3 days after the symptoms go away. Well, we just were told that it could be weeks after. So then I, you know, if that's the case, I would suggest staying home for 2 weeks, but I know that's not practical. So the Chows are going to hopefully reopen after another inspection by the health department. They are working closely with the health department to clean and sanitize. Yeah, that's scary stuff. You know, I've always wanted to own a bar, you know, where I could be the entertainer and sing, right? You know, and then, you know, work behind the counter and, you know, be the bartender. And then, you know, my friends, you know, also part of the band. And, you know, we had these fantasies in medical school about a bar we were going to open. I guess that's what you do when you're spending all that time and money in medical school. You fantasize not about becoming a doctor, but about owning a bar. But anyway. You know, you're like, oh, it's going to be a lot of hard work. That has got to stink. When people get sick, you are the cause of it because it's your store, so you're responsible, and then you need to shut down, and you need to go through all the extra time and expense to clean, and you need to. I mean, you can't turn, you know, your back on that. We had a great restaurant that had, was it a salmonella? I forget. They had some sort of a food pathogen, and it hit them so badly at one of the other stores that they had to end up just closing down the chain. And it was such a good one. All right, New York medical marijuana patients now have more ways to consume the marijuana. Tablets, lozenges, and ointments, according to new regulations announced Thursday by the state health department. They say as part of an effort to expand New York's struggling medical pot program, the health department announced that it would authorize several new ways patients could take the drug, and also make it easier for prospective patients to gain access to licensed dispensaries. New products to be allowed also include marijuana patches, effervescent tablets, and certain non-smokable forms of ground plant material. This is what I want to ask any of you that smoke and now are using these medicinal forms. Do these medicinal forms even cut it? Then another thing I'd like to know, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, is let's say you do take some effervescent tablets. After a week or two, do they just not work anymore? You know, I want to apologize. Since I don't smoke marijuana, I don't understand how addictive it is. I know academically. But, you know, we don't get to try these things in medical school. We're not supposed to. And as a doctor, you're not supposed to be using drugs, even federally illegal drugs. And even if it's legal in my state, you're not supposed to be using controlled substances. So, and seeing patients, et cetera. And so, my impression is a marijuana joint is so strong that when, you know, when these other forms come out, it's almost like those forms are for those that aren't the regular heavy smokers. Those are for people that never, you know, used marijuana. So if they do have an edible, they're going to feel it. You see? I don't know. So anyway, they say previously New York medical marijuana offerings were limited to liquids and oils for vaporization, capsules. Only non-smokable forms are allowed under state law. But according to New York State's medical marijuana program, they say this is a step forward. Remember they were saying that they wanted to tax the wealthy for the subway system? Why don't they use the marijuana taxes for the subway system? So the state also intends to ease restrictions that prevented anyone other than state-certified marijuana patients from entering pot dispensaries. Under the new rules, which are going to take effect in a couple months, any prospective patient can enter a facility to gain information and learn about the program. It started back in 2016, New York's medical marijuana program. And they say they're having trouble attracting patients and doctors. As of Tuesday, there were 26,000 certified patients and 1,100 registered practitioners. Why wouldn't more patients? Is it because they could get marijuana over the border? Is it because these marijuana products just aren't strong enough and just don't do the trick? So the state did add chronic pain to the list of ailments eligible for marijuana treatment. And there's going to be a bill adding post-traumatic stress disorder. And the five existing companies that were licensed to produce pot have filed seeking to block the state from registering new companies. The lawsuit argues that any more companies without legislative approval would harm the medical marijuana program. Well, if you only have five companies and not enough places to, you know, purchase it, that could be an issue. All right, and now we have an egg contamination issue. Experts are analyzing contaminated egg products imported from the Netherlands to two establishments in France, one in four countries of the European Union, as the eggs were contaminated with an insecticide and may have crossed their borders. Now, I don't think any of these eggs have made it to our neck of the woods, but the eggs were tainted with the pesticide fipronil, and it has been discovered in Belgium and in the Netherlands, and I guess France, Britain, Sweden, and Switzerland are on alert, and Belgian and Dutch authorities are investigating how this insecticide came illegally into contact with poultry. Now, they say the move does not mean that the eggs contaminated have actually entered the countries, but they are investigating 13 lots of egg products that could have this fipronil. Now, it's an insecticide. It was first discovered in Belgium. I guess the eggs tainted with it. And supermarkets have pulled the eggs off the shelf. We usually use fipronil or fipronil to treat fleas and ticks in pets. It is banned from being used to treat humans, animals, anything in the human-animal chain. And I guess what the insecticide could do is cause poisoning, overdoses, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, epileptic fits. So that's, but again, that's not in our neck of the woods yet. It's crazy stuff. Then there was a giant inflatable chicken near the White House, I guess today. A 10 by 30 foot bird with hair that looks like Trump was parked directly south of the White House. I guess Taran Singh Brar is an artist and filmmaker. And it took him months to plan this and blow up this balloon. He said he wanted to make a statement. He's 31 years old about the president being a weak and ineffective leader. They said he's too afraid to release his tax returns, too afraid to stand up to Putin and playing chicken with North Korea. Well, wait a second. The North Korea thing just kind of happened now. And it took him months to make this balloon. It's kind of stupid looking if you ask me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.